All right, in honor of beginning of the 3 weeks, I thought it would be apropos to go back a little bit to Rav Zilberstein's tshuvas that always packed such great depth and great lessons and messages. So here we go. The pasuk says in the parsha, "V'nei Korach lo meisu," the sons of Korach did not die. So Rav Zilberstein wants to talk about a parent-son relationship. There was a man named Reuven. Reuven had a very close relationship with his Rav. He would consult the Rav in all aspects of his life. Halacha, chinuch, or proper hashkafa. Tragically, after 25 years, says Rav Zilberstein, the relationship ended because of machlokas. However, Reuven's older children are still very close to the Rav and consult with him frequently in their about their personal lives. It was time for Reuven's first grandson to become a bar mitzvah, and Simcha, the boy's father, had a problem. On one hand, he was very close to his Rav. On the other hand, his father, Reuven, told his son that he should not invite the Rav to the bar mitzvah, and he warned him that if the Rav comes, he will not come to the bar mitzvah, and he will never speak to Simcha again. In the same vein, Simcha had a picture of the Rav on his living room wall. His father informed him that as long as the picture was on his wall, his father will not enter his house and will have nothing to do with him. What is Simcha supposed to do? How is he supposed to deal with his father's unreasonable demands? He wants to maintain his family ties, but he also wants to have his kesher with his Rebbe. What should he do? Very interesting question. Interpersonal relationships, very obvious, it's all very sensitive matter. Says Rav Zilberstein, quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Simen in Yoredeya Reish Mem, Hilchos Kibud Av Eim, Reish Mem Tezayin, Ha'av Shetziva Espino Shelo Yidaber in Ploni, V'Shelo Yimchol Lo Ad Zman Kotzev Ha'ben Ha'yerotz Esvaz Miyad, Lulei Tzavaz Ha'aviv, Ein Lo Lachosh L'Tzavazo. If a father commands his son not to talk to someone specific and not to forgive them, the son should not consider his father's command. He does not have to listen to his father. Says the Taz on the spot, Ein Lo Lachosh L'Tzavazo, you don't have to listen to them. Why? She'asor Lisno L'Shum Yehudi, It's very simple. Says the Taz, you're not allowed to sin. If your father tells you to do an Aveira, you don't have to do it. What's the Aveira here? The Aveira is that the father is telling him to hate his son, to hate his Rebbe. Simcha is strictly usur to listen to his father, especially since their father's hatred is directed at their primary Rav, to whom they owe special honor to. And he directs us to Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Beis. But, says Rav Zilberstein, and this is what a postik is, how to try to be sensitive to everyone. Rav Zilberstein gives very apropos, very beautiful advice. It is possible for Simcha to fulfill both his father's request and not to offend the Rav. Says Rav Zilberstein, on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, Simcha should accompany his son bearing a tray of special delicacies and pay the Rav honor he deserves by visiting him before the party. They will take the place of the Rav's attendance at the party and show the Rav that not only do they not share their father's feelings of ill will and hatred towards him, but they want to have a personal bar mitzvah celebration together in the Rav's house in honor of the Rav. So on one hand, they're going to give kavod to the Rav, and as far as the Rav's picture, it says Rav Zilberstein, it should be taken off the wall, and says Rav Zilberstein, you know where you should put it? Put it in the Beis Midrash, put it next to your shas in your house, in a room, so you can, when you're learning, there'll be an honor to the Rav. Simcha should tell his father that he has fulfilled his wishes. He will not invite to the Rav to the public bar mitzvah, and he is taking down the picture. This way, everyone will be happy. This is what Zilberstein says, but what it's all about. Obviously, but when it comes down to it, we try to make everyone happy. When it comes to halacha, only the great poskim can be able to understand on how to follow halacha, but in to do it in such the most loving, caring, and kind way. And this, I think, is a tremendous lesson now going into the 3 weeks, which is all about Avos Yisrael and Achdus. Hashem should bless us. The more we talk about Avos Yisrael, the more we talk about Achdus, the more Be'ez Hashem it will penetrate into our hearts and into our souls.